The Roz and Mocha Show. We talk to the people that everyone else is just talking about.
2.5 months ago, I saw the trailer for Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the trailer's everywhere now.
Mm-hmm.
But it was 2.5 months ago before anyone even knew about this movie.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. It's
and
really
I
funny.
I got so excited. Like straight up excited.
Yeah,
to see this movie.
And I haven't got into that world yet with my kid of, you know, watching a lot of these huge animated features. But Wreck-It Ralph, here's why older nerds are going to love it in their 30s, because it's very kitschy. Wreck-It Ralph is about an old school video game character, very much like Donkey Kong.
Right.
Right? Where he breaks all the windows in a building, and then this little 8-bit character named Fix-It Felix Jr. comes out with his little hammer, and his job is to fix all the whatever.
All the windows in the building. And that's Jack McBrayer's character. Wreck-It Ralph is John C. Reilly.
And then it goes into this cool other whole dimension of the movie where all the video game characters in the arcade sort of interact with each other in all their other video games, and it's about becoming a hero and da da da. But it's really, really good. It's really cool. It's great.
Jack McBrayer, also Kenneth on 30 Rock.
Yeah.
He's on the phone with us right now. Hey, dude.
Hey.
What's up, dude? It's Roz and Mocha, Kiss 92.5. How you doing, bro?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
Amazing. So happy to talk to you.
Yeah.
Where are you from? Where's the accent from?
I'm from Georgia.
From Georgia. Did anybody, when you started acting, any agents or acting coaches tell you that you needed to lose the accent?
Well, not down south, but when I moved to Chicago and then later on to New York and then later on to Los Angeles, that's what they all said.
Really?
So, of course.
Yeah.
I'm glad that now it's kind of paying off.
When did you first realize that, you know, looking the way you look, which is, you know, very kind, you have a very kind face, and having that accent, when did you know that that's what you could, you know, sort of build a persona on and build a career around?
Well, I tell you, when I was in Chicago at the Second City, you know, you're kind of, it's based on improvisation, so you're allowed to just create whatever characters you want and say whatever you want, and I think there, I really just found the freedom to just do it the way I want to do it, and that was very empowering.
In movies, on television, and just seeing you in interviews and stuff like that. Nicest guy in the world. Have you ever been told that you are too nice for that business?
Well, maybe not for this business. I get picked on a lot, but if it's from people who I like, I really don't care.
Yeah.
When it's from strangers, then it gets different.
Hey, so the new movie, Wreck-It Ralph, what was it about? Like, first of all, this movie looks amazing. What was it about the movie or your character or just the story that drew you in, that you knew you had to be a part of this flick?
Well, first of all, it's a Disney movie, and those guys kind of know what they're doing. And then when they approached me to be a part of the table read, and this was like 2.5 years ago, it takes forever to do an animated film, of course I said yes. And so it was a bunch of us all in the room, Sarah Silverman, Jane Lynch, and you know, once we did the table read at the Pixar campus, then things just started going from there, and I was thrilled to stay a part of it.
Kiss 92.5, Roz and Mocha Show. Jack McBrayer is on the phone with us right now. His new movie, Wreck-It Ralph, in theaters next Friday. And, of course, Kenneth from 30 Rock.
When is the final of 30 Rock happening?
Well, I know that we will finish filming mid-December.
Why? Why is it going? Why is it? But there's a lot of, the story started coming out that Alec offered to take a huge pay cut to keep the show going. Like, what is the spin with you guys? Why is the show going away?
Oh, no. I think that everybody was kind of in agreement that this would have, you know, a definite ending. And also, I got to say, we're lucky to know when the ending is going to happen.
True.
A lot of shows do not have that luxury. So I think it's kind of okay that it's coming to an end because it's on our terms.
Right.
They're not, like, you know, yanking it out from under us or anything. It will be sad, but it'll be fun to see what's next.
Are you dreading that day when you guys have to go in for the final shoot, the final scene?
I kind of am, and the closer it gets, the worse, you know, I start feeling about it. But I know we're just kind of head down doing all the work right now, but I know I'm that last day. I'm going to be falling like a baby.
All right. Thank you.
Wait. I have a quick question.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Is damn it Murray?
Yeah, damn it, Murray.
Dude, hold on. Before we get cut off, I have to tell you, you were the best thing ever in the Mariah Carey Touch My Body video. And you're the guy that can't answer this. How awesome is Mariah Carey? There's no way that fight with him and Nicki Minaj is real.
I don't know any of that stuff, but she was a lovely lady.
Dude, thank you so much for being a part of the Roz and Mocha Show. I can't tell you the last time I was this excited for an animated flick. Wreck-It Ralph looks amazing.
It does.
Cannot wait to see this movie, bro.
Thanks, y'all. I really appreciate that.
I swear to God, he's going to hang up and just go, oh, I hate doing that accent.
Jack, thank you so much, man.
All right, y'all take care.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, KISS 92.5.